Welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast with Ioannis Dekas, a podcast all about spiritual renewal and personal growth. The outcome? To live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer, wherever you are. And now, your host, Ioannis Dekas.
Well, hello. My name is Ioannis Dekas, and I lead the Upside Daily Podcast. It's really my heart and my desire to empower you to live from grace, to find purpose in your life, in your everyday living, and to challenge you to deep personal and spiritual growth. So I'm in this series called Starting Over because I deeply believe that next time can be better than the previous time, but not just because you and I want it to be, but because we allow God to work in our lives in a way that it is actually better. And we've had some fascinating episodes. If this is your first episode, please do dive into some of the previous ones because it's going to give you so much context to today's podcast, which I simply title Bringing Clarity to Your Future. Sometimes we go through disappointing moments, we struggle with things, we come to places of disappointment or breakdown or hurt or damage in our own lives. And we want to start over. You know, we've had 2 years of a pandemic, and how many of you came to the beginning of 2022 and said in your heart, what a great opportunity for me to start over. You know, life is restarting in a certain way. But so often when we come to these places, when we restart, when we start over, we're actually just dragging all the old stuff into our future, and we keep on making the same mistakes, and we ask ourselves, why on earth is this happening? And so today's episode is dedicated to understanding how, when we own a piece of our past, how that can actually help us bring clarity to our future. Because when we own our piece of the past and we recognize actually that we're natural born blamers, it allows God to give us clarity in our story. Remember, you can't blame yourself into a better future. You can blame yourself, or you can blame your way into the future, but you can't blame your way into a better future. We have to allow God to bring clarity to our thinking so that we can access the future with greater clarity and blessing. You see, when you recognize what Christ, and this is a big statement, when you recognize what Christ has done on your behalf, you somehow start recognizing and seeing life with a different measure of clarity. Things come into view. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, there's this little verse, one of Jesus's first sermons. And he says these words, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Now, let me just turn this verse around a little. You know, I have a desire to see God. I have a desire to see my future with clarity. I have a desire to see in the way that God wants me to see. But in order for me to access that, something of the condition of my heart actually influences it. And with all the medical advances that we've had over the last number of decades, it's clear doctors are convinced that one of the factors that influence the health of your physical heart is actually the stuff that you eat. Your diet. So, you know, if you translated this into a spiritual environment, I'm convinced that it's exactly the same. When our lives are fed with the reality of God, His opinion, His divine interest, it impacts on the health and the purity of our heart. It impacts on our capacity ultimately to see with clarity and to see how God is in our lives and part of our future. I want to read you two really fascinating portions of scriptures in this regard. The first one is in James chapter 1, verse 21, where he says, "We abandon every morally impure and all forms of wicked conduct." He's saying, listen, there are life patterns. There are things around me that are morally impure and that actually bring damage to my life. He says, "I abandon this. But instead, with a sensitive spirit," I love that, "with a sensitive spirit, we absorb God's word, which has been implanted within our nature, for the word of life has the power to continually deliver us. Yeah, this is such powerful stuff. Now just think again of Matthew 5. It says, you know, those who are pure in heart, they will see God. And now James says, he says, listen, I abandon every form of wickedness. I abandon everything that would impact the condition of my heart. But I rather allow God's word to be implanted into my nature so that this word, which has the power of God, allows it to continually deliver me. We get the same type of thinking in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, where he says, abandon every form of evil, deceit, hypocrisy, feelings of jealousy and slander. Abandon them, okay? Why does he say abandon them? Because they so easily become a part of our lives, that's why. And then he says, in the same way that a nursing infant cries for milk, you must intensely crave the pure spiritual milk of God's word. Remember, what we eat impacts the condition of our heart. He says, for this milk will cause you to grow into maturity, fully nourished and strong for life, especially now that you have a taste of the goodness of God and have experienced his kindness. Yeah, it's beautiful. How do we allow the word of God? And in the following episodes, that's exactly what I want to spend some time on. But how do we allow the word of God to impact our lives? Let me just read you again. Matthew 5 verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. You see, the minute we start allowing the word of God to impact our lives, and we own our part of the past, and we're willing to forgive, we're willing to release, we're willing to let go, and we're not going to smuggle this into our future, and we're allowing the word of God to address us in terms of our identity, it brings clarity. You will see God. In Psalm 24, and I want to end today's podcast with this, verse 3 to 5, the psalmist asks a few questions. He says, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? Now, I'm like me. I'll put up my hand for that. I'd love to do that. Come on. Would you like? Yes. Come on. I'd like to put up my hand for that. But then in the next verse, he says, he who has clean hands and a pure heart. Oh, gosh. You know, and then I start asking myself, do I qualify for this? He carries on when he says, he who does not lift up his soul to what is false or does not swear deceitfully. Then he says, he who ascends the hill of the Lord, he will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. And one day, as I was just sitting pondering over this portion of scripture, I recognized, you know, I don't have to ascend the hill of the Lord in this way. Christ has ascended this on my behalf. You know, who will stand in the holy place? I want to, but Christ has. And because he has, I can. I now can live with clean hands and a pure heart, regardless of what has happened, regardless of what I've come through, regardless of the disappointment and the pain and the failure or the desire to start over again and again and having failed again and again. I now find myself in a place where I receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of my salvation. When you recognize what Christ has done for you, the righteousness of God, the purity of heart, brings clarity of thought. Can I remind you, when you hide something, there is always a part of you that is not available to someone or to that situation. There is a part of you that is not available to access the blessing and the righteousness that God has designed for you. Now, if you want to take all of yourself into the future as you start over, you've got to come out of hiding. You've got to allow the righteousness of God and his blessing to be your life. You've got to allow the word to impact your life. And when we own a piece of our past so that peace can come to our lives, when we stop blaming ourselves and others around us, whilst we might think this is only painful and shameful to go through that, let me tell you, it's beneficial. it brings blessing to your life when we let go of these things. In the next few episodes, I'm going to be speaking about how we can allow God's word to impact our lives. How can we bring healthy, pure nourishment to our heart so we can see God clearly at work now, today, and in the future? Please do remember that I'm cheering you on in your journey. I firmly believe over your life that next time can be better than the last, not just because you want it to be, but because you're allowing God to bring renewal and transformation so that it can be. In today's episode descriptions, there are some links. If you wanted to dive deeper or connect with me more significantly, you can do it through that. Doxodeo.church is a great place to connect as well. And in my next episode, I'm going to be speaking about Rethink It. So, go on. Live blessed.
You've been listening to the Upside Daily Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on how to know God, love people, and impact your world. Upside Daily, your personal daily investment to turn your world upside down.